To get into the study, we're going to be in Acts chapter 2.
Predtým ako pôjdeme do nášho štúdia, dnes budeme v skutkoch 2. kapitole.
I want to just give you some feedback from my journey in Greece.
Tak vám chcem trošku porozprávať o tých mojich cestách v Grécku.
Just thank you guys for those of you who prayed. Thank you.
Ďakujem všetkým tým, ktorí ste sa za mňa modlili.
I needed it. We needed it.
Potreboval som to a potrebovali sme to.
God answered your prayers.
Pán Boh odpovedal na tie vaše modlitby.
I just tell you two things that were going on while I was there.
Poviem vám dve veci, ktoré sa odohrávali, kým som tam bol.
I was working with a refugee ministry.
Pracoval som s jednou službou alebo s jednou organizáciou, ktorá pracuje s utečencami.
Athens is one of what they call a gateway city.
A Ateny nazývajú takisto aj takým mestom alebo bránou.
It's one of those gateways where people, refugees from all over the world, go through to get to other places.
A je to ako keby taká brána pre ostatné miesta, kde všetci tí utečenci prichádzajú skrze tú bránu a idú do iných miest.
And for Europe, that's Athens.
A pre Európu to sú Ateny.
And so it's, I think they're saying 1 in 13 people are a refugee there. 1 in 13 people. So if you have 13 people lined.
One out of 13. Okay. Jeden z 13 je utečenec v Atenách.
And maybe you've been reading the newspaper, Greece is going through an economic crisis.
Ak ste čítali noviny, tak Grécko prechádza ekonomickou krízou.
So they're not doing too well.
Takže nejde im to až tak dobre tam, alebo teda nemajú sa dobre.
And then you've got people from all over the world who are even doing worse. Coming there.
A potom majú ešte ľudí z celého sveta, ktorí sú na tom ešte horšie a prichádzajú do Aten.
And according to the European Union, Greece should take care of these people.
A podľa Európskej únie, Grécko by sa malo postarať o týchto ľudí.
Unfortunately, that doesn't happen.
A našťastie sa to tam neodohráva.
Up until a few years ago, they said they only had 6 refugees in the country. 6. Yes, you're the number right.
Pred pár rokmi tvrdili, že majú len 6 utečencov v celej krajine.
Way under reporting.
Takže to akože nezaznamenávajú správne.
They want to ignore the problem.
A snažia sa ignorovať problém.
But it's come to a point where they can't ignore it.
A teraz sa to už dostalo do bodu, kde ho nemôžu ignorovať tento problém.
And so I have some friends who running a ministry there to these refugees.
A mám priateľov, ktorí majú takú službu pre práve týchto utečencov.
And I don't know, your imagination of Greece or Athens is probably like Parthenon, sunny beaches, stuff like this.
Neviem, čo si vy predstavíte, keď sa vám povie, že Ateny, že akože ten Parthenon a krásne pláže.
It's there, of course.
Áno, aj to sa tam nachádza.
But where I was spending most of my time looked more like Islamabad or Bangkok.
Ale kde som ja trávil čas, tak to vyzeralo viac ako Islamabad alebo Bangkok alebo iné miesta.
Seriously, you go in this area and it smells like curry and you got Farsi written on signs all over the place.
A tam, kde som bol, tak proste všetko napísané vo farskom jazyku alebo
Persian.
Perskom jazyku.
You know,
voňali ste curry.
Every shop sells something other than they say they're really selling.
Každý obchod predáva všetko iné, len to, čo to majú napísané.
You know, at the entry to the building, there's a guy that looks straight out of Taliban.
Do vstupu do budovy vždycky je nejaký chlapík, ktorý vyzerá, ako keby bol z Talibanu.
You know, but what's great is this ministry called Helping Hands.
Ale čo je zaujímavé, bola tam táto taká služba alebo taká organizácia, ktorá sa volá, že Pomáhajúce ruky.
Just serving literally the nations.
Ktorí slúžia doslova všetkým národom.
You know, the people who have nothing, who have flocked to this city.
Ľuďom, ktorí nič nemajú, ktorí sa zbehli, zlúčili v tomto meste.
People who have been trafficked.
Ľudia, ktorí boli predaní do otroctva.
You know, all sorts of people.
Akýkoľvek ľudia.
And this ministry, they're just serving these people in the name of Jesus.
A títo ľudia proste im slúžia v mene Pána Ježiša.
And a lot of people are getting saved.
A veľa ľudí prichádza aj k Pánovi Ježišovi, sú spasení.
And so one day we got to help out with what they call the tea house. So it's just a day where the refugees can get off the street and just have a meal and have some tea and just be normal for a day.
Jeden deň majú, kedy majú čajový dom a títo utečenci môžu prísť z tých ulic a môžu sa prísť najesť, môžu mať spolu čaj.
I got to hang out with kids, because there's kids who are refugees.
A ja som mal príležitosť tráviť čas s deťmi, lebo aj deti sú utečenci.
So I was hanging out with all these little Persian boys from Iran and Afghanistan.
A ja som trávil čas s takými malými chalmi, perskými chalmi z Iránu, z Afganistanu.
They're just like kids in Slovakia.
Takí istí ako deti na Slovensku.
They're just like my boys.
Takí istí ako moji chalani.
You know, when they go all wild and crazy.
Sú divokí a šialení.
So we arm wrestle.
Sme mali zápasy pretlačačky.
And they want to show their strength just like my boys want to show their strength.
A chceli mi ukázať, aký sú silní, tak isto ako moji chalani mi to chceli ukázať.
But and then one day we got to go do there's a Bible study that goes on there.
A jeden ďalší deň sme išli a je tam aj skupinka, ktorá prebieha.
These are for Afghani and Iranian guys who were former Muslims who are now new believers in Jesus.
A táto skupinka je pre nových veriacich, pre Afgánčanov a Iránčanov, mm-hmm. Ktorí boli pôvodne moslimovia, ale teraz teda sú kresťania.
And they love Jesus.
A oni úplne milujú Pána Ježiša.
And their questions are so open and honest.
A tie ich otázky sú také otvorené a úprimné.
And it was definitely what you were reading about, great unity and brotherhood.
A to bolo o tom, čo sme si čítali na začiatku, o tom, že je proste jednota medzi bratmi.
And they ask all sorts of questions you guys would never ask.
A oni sa pýtali kopec otázok, ktoré vy už by ste sa nikdy asi nespýtali.
You know, they ask things like, is it okay to marry your cousin?
Pýtali sa, že je to v poriadku, keď sa ožením so sesternicou?
Because they're coming out of a culture that does that.
Lebo pre nich akože v kultúrne je to v poriadku.
You know, but they want to know, what does Jesus say about these things?
A oni chceli vedieť, že čo Pán Ježiš o týchto veciach hovorí.
And so we had this great 2 or 3 hours of just discussing from the Word, what does Jesus say about whatever was on their minds.
Tak sme mali asi také 2-3 hodinky, kde sme diskutovali, čo Pán Ježiš hovorí o čokoľvek mali na srdci.
That was one part of the trip. The other part was working in with a conference, small conference for pastors and leaders.
Čiže to bola jedna časť toho tej mojej cesty a druhá časť bola, že sme pracovali na konferencii pre pastorov.
And it was this thing called inductive Bible study method. It's all about how to study the Bible and study it systematically.
Bolo to štúdium, induktívne štúdium Biblie a je to o tom, ako Bibliu študovať systematicky.
And my friend Frank, who was preparing it, had the vision that, you know, this room is going to be full of Greek pastors and they're going to just, you know, take the message and their churches are going to be healthy.
A môj kamarát Frank mal takú víziu, že proste tá miestnosť sa zaplní a budú tam sami Gréci a oni si to odnesú naspäť do svojich zborov a ich zbory budú uzdravované.
And we didn't have one Greek person.
A ani jeden Grék sa nezjavil.
Except for the girl who translated the manual.
Len tá baba, čo prekladala ten manuál.
But the Lord brought the nations there.
Ale Pán Boh bol ten, ktorý priniesol všetky národy.
We had a group that I was sitting with and this was the Urdu group that Pakistanis basically.
A bola tam jedna skupina, ktorá bola Urdu skupina alebo Pakistančania, a ja som s nimi sedával.
On the other side we had the Farsi speakers, the guys from Iran and Afghanistan.
Na ďalšej strane sme mali tých Peržanov z Afganistanu a Pakistanu. Iránu.
And then in the middle we had English speakers.
A potom sme mali anglicky hovoriacich.
But they're from all sorts of parts of Africa.
Ale oni boli akože z rôznych častí Afriky.
Ethiopia.
Etiópia.
Where else were they from? I don't know, all sorts of places.
Skade tade, neviem, už ani si nepamätám.
You know, and all these guys, they were exactly, men and women were exactly the ones that needed to be there.
A všetci títo ľudia, ktorí tam boli práve tí, ktorí tam mali aj byť.
Because they're all trying to take care of different churches, different groups.
Pretože všetci z nich sa snažia postarať o rôzne skupiny.
And they're in a country that doesn't really like them.
A nachádzajú sa v krajine, ktorá ich vôbec nemá rada.
Not welcoming to them.
A ani ich nevíta tá
and
krajina.
Not welcoming to the people in their congregations.
Ani nevítá tých ľudí, ktorí sú v ich spoločenstve.
And they want to build into those people.
A títo pastori chcú sa proste dávať tým svojim ľuďom.
And it was just great to see night after night these guys just getting hungry for God's word.
A bolo to úžasné vidieť, že noc po noci, že boli ešte hladnejší po Bohu.
And just wanting to learn how to give God's word out well to the congregation.
A že sa učili o tom, ako dávať Božie slovo správnym spôsobom tomu ich spoločenstvu.
It was so great, the main speaker, he wasn't actually able to cover only about half the material.
A bolo to až také super, že ten hlavný hovorca, ktorý tam bol, tak sa dostal len do polky toho materiálu.
So there's an offer, hey, do you, anyone want to study more with Frank who's here in Athens?
A potom na konci bola taká výzva, ako keby, že tí z vás, ktorí chcete pokračovať, tak je tu Frank a môžete s ním pokračovať.
And almost every one of these guys signed up.
A skoro každý jeden z týchto chlapíkov sa zapísal, že chcú pokračovať ďalej.
They want to see God's word get out in their city.
A oni chcú vidieť, že Božie slovo pôjde ďalej aj v ich meste.
So, it was great to see brothers and sisters there.
A bolo to úžasné vidieť bratov a sestry aj tam.
To see the church in a different way than I might see it here.
A vidieť cirkev iným spôsobom, ako to môžem vidieť tu.
But let us, you know, if you think about them, pray for them.
A ak si niekedy na nich spomeniete, tak sa za nich môžete aj modliť.
You know, they work under very difficult circumstances.
Pracujú vo veľmi ťažkých podmienkach.
But they work for the same kingdom, the same Lord as we do.
Ale pracujú pre to isté kráľovstvo a toho istého pána ako my.
Let's get into Acts 2. We're going to be in verse 42.
Čiže Skutky 2. kapitola 42. verš.
I'm going to read a few verses for you, then we're going to just look at it.
Ja vám prečítam pár veršov a potom sa na to iba pozrieme.
I was just trying to think about what is a church.
Ja som sa zamýšľal nad tým, že čo je vlastne cirkev.
You know, what is our DNA? What makes us what we are?
Čo je naše DNA? Čo z nás robí tým, kým sme?
You know, what is the necessary thing for the life of our church?
Čo je tá nezbytná alebo dôležitá vec aj pre náš zbor?
For those churches in Athens, what's necessary?
Aj pre tie zbory v Atenách, čo je pre nich dôležité?
That they would function and grow and reproduce.
Aby aj oni mohli fungovať, aby sa mohli rozmnožovať a ísť ďalej.
You know, what is the core of who we are when we get together in unity?
A čo je jadrom toho, keď my sa stretávame a stretávame sa v jednote?
Because the early church was dealing with that question, with that issue.
Pretože aj prvotná cirkev mala takúto otázku a mala takéto problémy.
As we studied last week, remember that the church at this time was 120 people.
Ak si spomínate minulý týždeň, tak cirkev mala 120 ľudí.
Then they prayed and the Holy Spirit came down and empowered them.
A potom sa modlili, zostúpil na nich Duch Svätý, dali moc.
And they began speaking in languages that were known.
A začali prehovárať v takých známych jazykoch.
And coincidentally,
a zhodou okolností,
there were thousands and thousands of people outside who were from all sorts of nations who heard the gospel.
Vonku boli tisícky a tisícky ľudí, ktorí boli z rôznych národov a to takou zhodou okolností počuli evanjelium.
And the church went from being 120 to 3120.
A tá cirkev proste zo 120 sa zrazu stala 3120.
That's a 25 times growth.
To je 25-násobný nárast.
Basically they went from a prayer group to a mega church.
A vlastne sa stali z takej modlitebnej malej skupinky na nejaký mega zbor.
Overnight.
Za jeden večer.
And how do you deal with that? What do you do?
Ako sa o toto postaráš? Čo robíš v takejto situácii?
Did Peter and James and John get their heads together and say, okay, what do we gotta do?
A prišiel teraz Peter a Jan.
James and John, it doesn't matter.
Jakub alebo Jan. A teraz, no a čo teraz budeme robiť? Ako máme stratégiu?
Now, let's form a committee.
Dobre, teraz budeme mať nejaký výbor.
Let's come up with a 5-year plan.
A budeme mať 5-ročný plán.
Didn't someone write purpose-driven church yet?
Už niekto napísal ten, jak sa to bolo po slovensky, purpose-driven church. Život s jasným cieľom, či ako to je preložené do slovenčiny? Zbor s jasným cieľom.
You know, I mean, they didn't have Christian bookstores to go to and find reference books for this kind of stuff.
Oni ešte nemali kresťanské knihkupectvá, aby si mohli nájsť nejakú literatúru.
They didn't have anyone to ask.
A nemali ani nikoho iného, koho by sa mohli spýtať.
You know, they're it. They're the new guys starting this thing.
Pretože oni sú to a už proste oni sú tí, ktorí to začínajú.
So what did they do?
A tak teda čo robili?
And we're going to see that, and I want to use this idea of DNA.
A ja chcem použiť túto myšlienku DNA.
But we're going to use these three letters to help us walk through what they did.
A tieto tri písmenka nám pomôžu prejsť si tým, čo oni robili.
So first thing is they had a dynamic.
Prvé mali dynamiku.
We know from Acts chapter 2 verse 4, and just look at it together.
Zo skutkov
After chapter 2 verse 4.
Zo skutkov 2. kapitola 4. verš.
Says all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Je napísané, že Duch Svätý naplnil všetkých.
All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Všetci, každý jeden z nich bol naplnený Duchom Svätým.
We know later that these 3000 people they also received the Holy Spirit.
Takisto neskôr vieme, že tých 3000 ľudí, ktorí uverili, tiež boli naplnení Duchom Svätým.
The fuel of the church or the dynamic of the church was the Holy Spirit.
Čiže tým takým zdrojom a to takou tým dynamom alebo ten, čo ich viedol, bol Svätý Duch.
It wasn't a power that comes from a strategy or a program or a nice book.
Nebola to moc, ktorá pochádza z nejakej stratégie alebo z nejakej knihy alebo z niečoho iného.
It wasn't from a dream pastor, you know, a group of pastors or a dream team, a ministry team.
A nebolo to ani z nejakého sna alebo z nejakého vysnívaného tímu, ktorý pastori mali.
You know these 12 guys, they're flakes, right?
A ak si spomenáte na týchto 12 chlapíkov, tak boli úplní, úplne to všetko pokašľali.
You know, they made Peter, come on, he made lots of mistakes.
Keď sa pozrite na Petra, však totálne robil chyby.
You know, it wasn't this wasn't going to ride on his personality.
A čiže toto nebolo založené na jeho osobnosti.
But the church was moved by the Holy Spirit.
Ale cirkev bola poháňaná Duchom Svätým.
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Oni boli naplnení Duchom Svätým.
It was essential for their life.
Bolo to takým základom pre ich životy.
And we saw earlier that they desired the Holy Spirit in their life.
A takisto sme videli ešte predtým, že túžili, aby mali Ducha Svätého.
They wanted all that Jesus had promised them.
Oni chceli všetko to, čo im Pán Ježiš zasľúbil.
Because Jesus said, you're going to receive the gift of the power of the Holy Spirit and you're going to be my witnesses to the nations.
A pretože Pán Ježiš povedal, že áno, príjmete moc Ducha Svätého a budete mi svedkami pred všetkými národmi.
And I think that rule can apply to us today.
A ja si myslím, že toto pravidlo sa týka aj nás v dnešnej dobe.
If we are running, if the fuel of our church is not the Holy Spirit.
Ak zdrojom našej cirkvi nie je Duch Svätý.
If it's just our own strategies, our own thinking, our own planning.
Ak sú to len naše stratégie alebo naše osobné plánovania.
Our own finances.
Naše osobné financie.
We're not going to go very far.
Tak to veľmi ďaleko nedotiahneme.
We're not going to touch the nations.
Nedosiahneme ani ďalšie národy.
You know, we're not going to touch our city very much.
Ani naše mesto nebudeme mať nejaký úspech.
Their foundation was also Jesus Christ.
Ich základom tiež bol Pán Ježiš.
He was the foundation on which they built from.
On bol tým základom, na ktorom stavali.
That was their dynamic.
To bola tá ich dynamika.
We're going to just read a few verses here.
Budeme čítať pár veršov tu.
We're going to read verse 42 all the way to 47.
Od 42. po 47.
So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to breaking of bread and to prayer, and everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to everyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying favor with all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Títo zotrvávali v apoštolskom učení a v spoločenstve, v lámaní chleba a na modlitbách. I prišla báze na všetky duše. A apoštolovia činili mnoho zázrakov a znamení. A všetci veriaci, ktorí boli pospolu, všetko mali spoločné, aj statky a majetky. Predávali a rozdeľovali všetkým, ako kto potreboval. Deň po dni zotrvávali jednomyselne v chráme, lámali chlieb po domoch a prijímali pokrm s plesajúcim a úprimným srdcom. Chválili Boha a boli obľúbení u všetkého ľudu. A Pán pridával na každý deň takých, ktorí boli zachránení.
So we see here what this church said, where everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit.
Čiže čo vidíme tu na v tomto zbore bolo, že všetci boli naplnení Duchom Svätým.
Everyone is wanting to yield to what he wants.
Každý sa chce vzdať alebo odovzdať tomu, čo Boh chce.
And we see here what a spirit-filled church is like.
A vidíme tu na čo alebo ako vyzerá Duchom naplnený zbor.
And this is the N in our DNA. It's what's normal.
A toto je to N-ko v tom DNA, to je čo je normálne.
It's the standard, it's what we should expect.
To je ten štandard, to je to čo máme očakávať.
For a church to function, to grow and to reproduce.
Pre cirkev, aby fungovala, aby function,
grow and reproduce.
Aby mohla rásť, aby sa mohla reprodukovať.
And we see in verse 42, they tells us four essential things that they did.
V 42. verši vidíme štyri základné veci, ktoré robili.
Things that they did all the time, every week.
A veci, ktoré robili každý týždeň, neustále.
Says they got into the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking bread, and prayer.
Zotrvávali v apoštolskom učení, spoločenstve, v lámaní chleba a na modlitbách.
Notice it says in verse 42, it says they devoted themselves to these things.
Zotrvávali na tomto, v tom 40. verši to vidíme.
They didn't do it just if they felt like it.
Nerobili to len tedy, keď proste sa cítili, že to tak majú robiť.
They didn't do it, you know, every second Sunday.
Nerobili to každú druhú nedeľu.
You know, they devoted themselves, they focused themselves on this, they were
ale
passionate about it.
Zotrvávali v tomto, boli úplne oduševnení.
About these four things.
Ohľadom týchto štyroch vecí.
And so I just want us to look at these four things in just a little bit of detail. Because we should also be passionate about this.
A ja by som chcela, aby sme sa pozreli na tieto 4 veci trošku do detailov, lebo aj my by sme mali byť takí oduševnení o nich.
And I'm a firm believer if we do not focus on these four things as a practice of the church.
A ja tomu verím, že ak my ako cirkev alebo ako veriaci sa nebudeme zameriavať na tieto 4 veci,
we just won't be healthy.
Tak nebudeme zdraví.
And we won't grow and we won't reproduce. We won't people won't be saved.
A nebudeme ani raz, ľudia nebudú zachraňovaní a nebudeme sa ani rozširovať.
Mm-hmm. So let's look at this first thing, the apostles' doctrine.
Čiže sa pozrime na tú prvú vec, apoštolské učenie.
What was it? What were they teaching?
Čo vlastne vyučovali?
You know, it's easy to say they were teaching God's word, and hopefully that's true.
A je veľmi jednoduché, keď povieme, že áno, vyučovali Božie slovo a je to pravda, že
But we've seen in the last couple of months when we were studying in Matthew.
Ale posledných pár mesiacov, keď sme študovali ešte Matúša, sme videli.
We get some hints at the kinds of things that they were talking about.
Aké vlastne druhé veci vyučovali.
Remember after Jesus was crucified?
Ak si spomenáte, keď Pán Ježiš bol ukrižovaný.
And the disciples ran off and they're hiding in a room scared.
A učeníci ušli a skrývali sa niekde v miestnosti.
And then there was two other disciples.
A potom boli ešte ďalší dvaja učeníci.
And they're on their way to this little village called Emmaus.
A išli do takej malej dedinky, ktorá sa volá Emmaus.
And Jesus meets them incognito.
A Pán Ježiš sa s nimi stretáva incognito.
And he reveals to them from the scriptures all the things about himself.
Tak im ukázal z písma všetky tie veci, ktoré boli o ňom.
And these guys are amazed.
A títo chlapici boli v úžase.
And then later
a potom neskôr
these
guys, yeah, they need to go on the carpet.
Hey, you gotta be quiet.
No, they need to go on the carpet.
Okay, go on the carpet. Real quick,
David.
Sorry for talk.
Okay. David, teraz.
No.
Gabko, ty tiež.
Quickly.
Na to berec obidva. Šup. Gabko, aj ty.
Mm. Okay, thank you. My voice.
Yes, yours. No, ours.
Remember we were praying about shared parenting?
I had it for a week.
Anyways. Jesus will later meet with his disciples in this locked room.
A potom neskôr Pán Ježiš sa stretáva so svojimi učeníkmi v takej zamknutej miestnosti.
And they don't believe that he is who he says he is.
A oni mu ani neveria, že vlastne je, kto tvrdí, že je.
And this is that event where he said, where it says he breathed the spirit upon them.
A toto je tá čas, kedy on proste vdýchol na nich ducha.
And we see it in Luke chapter 24.
A vidíme aj v Lukášovej 24. kapitole.
And it says that their hearts were open to the scriptures.
Tam bolo napísané, že ich srdcia sa otvorili pre písma.
They understood, and it says they understood from the scriptures all the things spoken about Jesus.
A tam napísané, že potom pochopili všetky tie veci, ktoré boli napísané o Pánovi Ježišovi.
So you can be pretty sure, because this was that happened about 10 days before.
A takže si môžete byť istí, to sa stalo pred 10 alebo 10 dní dopredu.
You know, all of a sudden you get this revelation.
Zrazu máš také zjavenie.
All of a sudden you understand all the scriptures that you've been reading since you were a kid.
Zrazu proste rozumieš všetkému písmu, ktoré si čítal od malička.
And it's all about Jesus.
A je to všetko o Pánovi Ježišovi.
You're a rabbi.
A ty si rabín.
Who has died, resurrected.
He was a rabbi or you were a rabbi?
Well, there was theirs.
No, but what did you say? That he was a rabbi or he was a rabbi? Okay.
Their master,
okay,
their teacher.
Okay. Že ich majster bol ten rabín, ktorý zomrel.
You know, who's resurrected.
Kto bol skriesený.
And has ascended.
A ktorý vstal z mŕtvych a vystúpil na nebo.
And now they're just excited to talk about this.
A teraz sú z toho nadšení a rozprávajú.
You know, share with others about, hey, this is what the scripture says about Jesus.
A teraz sa z toho tešia a chcú povedať aj ostatným, že áno, toto všetko je o Pánovi Ježišovi.
And we're going to see as we go through Acts that we'll see some of the preachings in their quoting the Old Testament scriptures about Jesus.
A keď si budeme pozerať aj skutky, tak budú vlastne citovať starú zmluvu.
We also saw before Jesus ascended in Matthew chapter 28.
A takisto sme videli predtým, ako Pán Ježiš zostúpil na nebo. Vstúpil na nebo. Tak v Matúšovi 28. kapitole.
Does anyone remember what Jesus told his disciples about teaching?
A pamätáte si niekto, čo Pán Ježiš povedal svojim učeníkom o vyučovaní?
What he told them to teach.
Čo im kázal vyučovať?
Okay, that it's from the Great Commission. Good. Teach them everything to obey everything I've commanded.
Vyučujte ich, aby zachovávali všetko to, čo som vám prikázal.
That's what he said. When you go teach people to obey the things I said.
Čiže keď pôjdete vyučovať ľudí, tak ich vyučujte, aby poslúchali alebo zachovávali to, čo som vám prikázal.
So we don't know exactly what they spoke about, but we probably have a pretty good understanding that they spoke about Jesus and his commands.
Čiže nevieme o všetkom, o čom všetkom to bolo, ale určite to bolo o Pánovi Ježišovi a o jeho prikázaniach.
And obedience to the things that he said.
A o poslušnosti toho, čo on povedal.
I think that's what we need to be passionate about. That's what I personally as a pastor need to be passionate about.
A o tom aj my máme byť taký zanietený. A ja ako pastor musím byť rozhorlený ohľadom tohto.
That we would often devote ourselves to gathering around the word to see, learn about Jesus and learn about doing life Jesus's way.
Aby sme sa aj my stretávali pri Božom slove a aby sme sa snažili žiť život Božím spôsobom.
And I believe that as we do that we will grow.
A ja verím tomu, že my keď toto budeme robiť, tak budeme rásť.
We'll be healthy.
Budeme zdraví.
And there will be reproduction.
A budeme mať aj reprodukciu, alebo budeme prinášať úrodu.
You know, more people will come in and be healthy and have the same experience.
A viac ľudí bude prichádzať a budú mať takú istú skúsenosť.
There's this saying, one famous pastor.
Jeden veľmi známy pastor povedal.
He said, you know, healthy sheep reproduce.
Že zdravé ovečky sa reprodukujú, množia.
If you feed them, you take care of them, you protect them, they're going to have babies.
Že keď ich nakrmíš, keď ich proste ochráníš a budeš sa o nich starať, tak budú mať malé babetka.
And that's a shepherd's job, right?
A to je úloha pastiera.
You know, make sure they're healthy, well-fed and protected.
Aby si sa uistil, že sú teda nasytené, že sú ochránené a že im je dobre.
And works the same way spiritually.
A takisto to funguje aj duchovne.
You know, as people are fed on God's word, as we feed ourselves on God's word.
Ako ľudia sú sytení Božím slovom, ako my sa nasycujeme Božím slovom.
As we put it into practice.
Ako to dávame do praxe.
We're going to be healthy sheep of our shepherd.
Tak budeme aj my zdravé ovečky nášho pastiera.
And we'll begin to spread the message of Jesus.
A budeme ďalej šíriť posolstvo Pána Ježiša.
Just one little side note.
Ešte jedna taká poznámka na okraj.
You would think that this is really the first Pentecostal church.
Možno by si si myslel, že toto je prvý taký letničný zbor.
I want to be nice about this, but I've been to some churches that have the title like we're a spirit-filled church.
A ja som bol v rôznych zboroch a budem sa teraz snažiť byť dobrý. ktorí sa nazývali, že sú duchom naplnené zbory.
And you go in there and the only thing that's talking about, well, hopefully, is the Holy Spirit.
A jediná vec, keď tam prídete, o ktorej hovoria, je len Duch Svätý.
And on one hand that is okay.
A na jednej strane je to aj v poriadku.
But if you go through the book of Acts,
ale ak si prechádzate skutky apoštolov,
you will see the theme of the message is not the Holy Spirit, but it's Jesus Christ and Him crucified and resurrected.
Tak tá téma tam nie je len Duch Svätý, ale je to Pán Ježiš Kristus a On, že bol ukrižovaný a že bol skriesený.
And there's a reason for that.
A je aj dôvod, prečo to tam je.
And I want you tonight to look up John chapter 16 and read through it.
A ja by som chcel, aby ste si vy na domácu úlohu dnes večer pozreli Jána 16. kapitolu.
And just read it and you'll find out the details.
A prečítajte si to a tam nájdete tie detaily.
But the general idea is this.
Ale taká akože hlavná myšlienka v tom je toto.
Jesus said, I've taken from the Father.
Ja, Pán Ježiš povedal, ja som si zobral od Otca.
And what I have given, you know, to the Spirit.
A čo ja som mal, tak ja to dávam Duchu.
And the Spirit gives it to you.
A Duch to dáva vám.
The Spirit always testifies about Jesus.
A Duch vždycky svedčí o Pánovi Ježišovi.
So if we're a Spirit-filled church, we're filled with His Spirit, we should be talking about Him.
Takisto aj my, ak my sme naplnení Duchom Svätým, tak musíme hovoriť o ňom.
And as we go through the book of Acts, we're going to see that Jesus is the theme of the church.
Ako sa budeme prechádzať teda skutky apoštolov, tak uvidíme, že Pán Ježiš je to hlavnou témou.
It's the theme of their preaching.
Je to témou ich kázni.
So they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
Čiže boli odovzdaní alebo zotrvávali v apoštolskom učení.
They devoted themselves to fellowship or koinonia.
Zotrvávali v spoločenstve alebo v koinonii.
Which basically means to have things in common or a deep commonality.
A čo vlastne znamená, že všetko mali spoločné.
We know that what they meant by this is that they were all one in Christ, they were united.
A čo to znamenalo bolo, že všetko boli úplne zjednotení v Kristovi.
And the apostle Paul will speak about this.
Takisto aj apoštol Pavel o tomto hovorí.
And he'll confront the church when they start to not have koinonia, start to not have fellowship.
A keď zbor, nejaký zbor bol a nemali už koinoniu, nemali všetko spoločné, tak on ich konfrontoval ohľadom toho.
When they lost the vision.
Keď strátili víziu tohto.
And he'll say to them, you know what, there's no Jew, there's no Greek, there's no man, there's no woman.
A hovorím, že nie je ani Žid, ani Grék, nie je ani muž, ani žena.
Before the Lord God.
Pred Pánom Bohom.
You know, before Jesus.
Pred Pánom Ježišom.
There's no difference. We're all on equal level. We're all the same.
Nie je žiadneho rozdielu. Všetci sme na jednej úrovni.
You know,
všetci sme rovnakí.
There's no class difference.
Nie je nejaký rozdiel v triedách alebo v nejakých vrstvách, kastách.
Doesn't matter what country you come from.
Nezáleží ani z akej krajiny pochádzaš.
That's why going to Athens was amazing, just to be with all these guys who I would, you know, who are my brothers and sisters in the Lord.
A preto bolo úžasné, keď som bol v Atenách a mohol som byť so všetkými týmito ľuďmi, ktorí sú moji bratia a sestry.
We can't speak the same language.
Nehovoríme síce rovnakým jazykom.
But we love the same Jesus.
Ale milujeme toho istého Pána Ježiša.
And we can treat each other as brothers.
A môžeme sa správať jeden k druhému ako bratia.
You know, and it was real.
A bolo to skutočné.
You know, we need to be in community.
Takisto my potrebujeme byť v spoločenstve.
I've had people ask me, why do I have to go to church?
A prišli častokrát za mnou ľudia a pýtali sa ma, že a prečo mám vlastne chodiť do zboru?
Can't I just read my Bible at home and pray?
Nemôžem si čítať doma Bibliu a tam sa modliť?
Okay, you can.
Áno, môžeš.
You know, but you're not going to grow there. Fully. You will not grow in the same way you will when you're in a group.
Ale nenarastieš až do takej plnosti, ako by si narastol, keby si bol v skupine.
We are called to live the faith together.
Sme povolaní do toho, aby sme žili našu vieru spoločne.
I heard this great example of this.
A úžasný príklad na toto som počul.
In California, where I'm from.
V Kalifornii, odkiaľ ja pochádzam.
North of where I live, there's the Redwood Forest. Have you heard of this?
Severne od nás je Redwood. Červený les, nie? Redwood to sú sequoia.
Sequoia, yeah.
Sequoiový les.
So you can imagine these really, really tall trees, some of the tallest trees in the world.
Viete si predstaviť tieto obrovské stromy, jedny z najväčších na svete, aké rastú?
These things are Some of them are massive, huge. You couldn't wrap your arms around. You, like all of us together, maybe could not wrap our arms around.
A oni sú také obrovské, že sami by sme si nedokázali obchytiť ho, a možno ani všetci z nás by sme možno jeden z nich nedokázali obchytiť.
This great black and white photo where they cut a big hole out of one and there's a car driving through it.
A videl som taký úžasný, úžasnú fotku, kde vyrezali dieru do jedného z týchto stromov a auto prechádza cez tento strom.
Yeah, these are just massive trees, massive living organisms.
Sú to obrovské stromy, obrovské živé organizmy.
And if you go there, you notice they grow together.
A keby si tam išli, tak by ste videli, že oni rastú spolu.
They grow in what they call stands or groves, just, you know, a bunch of them together.
Rastú spolu v takých keby spoločenstvách alebo v takých stands.
Tak proste
pospolu.
Okay. Because if you look at them, these massive trees that shoot up way up into the sky have very little roots.
Keby ste sa na nich pozreli, tak tieto obrovské stromy, ktoré úplne až hore do neba skoro rastú, tak majú také maličké korienky.
Well, I mean, they have big roots, but they go out.
Áno, teda akože majú veľké korene, ale sa rozširujú ďaleko.
They don't go deep down like a lot of trees that we have here.
A nejdú tie korene hlboko do zeme ako naše stromy niektoré.
And because they grow together.
A pretože rastú spolu.
And the roots are intertwined.
A tie ich korene sú poprepletané.
And they're just getting to be giants together.
A spolu teda môžu byť takými obrami.
That they survive and they thrive.
Tak preto môžu prežiť a preto môžu aj dobre rásť.
If you took one of these trees and just had it by itself.
Keby si zobrali jeden z týchto stromov a zasadili ho niekde len samotný.
It would not thrive. It would not grow to the height that it does.
Nenarastlo by to až do takej výšky, do akej by to mohlo narásť.
When strong winds would come, it would fall over.
Keby prišli silné vetry, tak tento strom by padol.
It is only able to get that big because it does it with all the other ones together.
Môže narásť do takejto obrovskej výšky, pretože to robí spoločne s tými ostatnými.
And I thought that's a great picture for the church.
A ja som si myslel, že to je úžasný príklad aj pre cirkev.
We can try to do it alone.
My sa môžeme snažiť rásť o samote.
But the reality is I need you and you need me. We need each other.
Ale skutočnosť je, že ja potrebujem teba a ty potrebuješ mňa. Potrebujeme jeden druhého.
We will grow much more together than by ourselves.
O mnoho viacej narastieme spoločne, ako keď sme o samote.
The writer of the book of Hebrews, who I think is Paul, says this in Hebrews chapter 10.
Písateľ listu Židom, čo ja si myslím, že bol Pavol, v 10. kapitole hovorí toto.
Verse 25. Says don't let us give up meeting together.
A nezanechávajme to, že sa stretávame spolu.
As some are in the habit of doing.
Ako niektorí majú vo zvyku.
So there was a problem in the church.
Že v cirkvi už bol nejaký problém.
People were not meeting together.
Ľudia sa nestretávali spolu.
Says let's not be like that.
A on hovorí, že tak nebuďme takýto.
But it says, let us encourage one another.
Ale pokračuje ďalej a hovorí, že pozbudzujme sa navzájom.
And all the more as you see the day approaching.
A ešte o to viac, ako vidíme, že sa blíži ten deň.
The day of Jesus coming.
Deň Pána Ježiša, ktorý prichádza.
You know, that is the point. We need to encourage one another.
Čiže to je tým našim cieľom. Potrebujeme sa povzbudzovať navzájom.
We need to raise each other's hands. We need to pray for one another.
Potrebujeme si spolu dvíhať ruky a potrebujeme sa povzbudzovať navzájom.
Let us be passionate. Let us be devoted to fellowshipping together.
Tak buďme aj my odhodlaní a oduševnení o spoločenstve spolu.
Of being a blessing and being blessed by one another.
Aby sme boli požehnaním a požehnaní jeden druhým.
We see also that they were devoted to the breaking of bread.
Takisto vidíme, že boli zotrvávali, ale boli oduševnení v tom, že lámali chleba spolu.
This could be obviously communion.
Tak toto môže byť večera Pánova.
You know, remembering what Jesus has done for us as a community.
Kde si pripomíname to, čo Pán Ježiš pre nás vykonal ako pre spoločenstvo.
We see Jesus speaks about it, Paul speaks about it in Corinthians chapter 11.
Vidíme, že aj Pán Ježiš o tom hovorí, aj Pavol o tom hovoril v Korinským v 11. kapitole.
That we take the bread and the wine and
aby sme zobrali chleba aj víno.
And we as a community remember the great thing that Jesus has done for us.
Aby sme si spolu pripomínali tie veci, ktoré Pán Ježiš pre nás vykonal.
This verse can also be taken as just having a meal together.
Tieto verše môžu byť zobrané aj tak, že proste mávali spolu nejaké jedlo.
We used to joke when when the church started that, you know, because we had the Sano family, remember?
A tí z vás niekedy si spomínate ešte na Sanovcov, keď sme začínali úplne na začiatku a mali sme taký vtip, ktorý sme si hovorili.
From Japan.
Sanovci boli z Japonska.
So we'd break the sushi together.
Lámali sushi spolu.
You know, and we did that every, when we started in the home, you know, every time we met, we ate meals together. We broke bread, we broke sushi and tacos and burritos and all sorts of great stuff together.
Keď sme začali a boli sme doma v domácnosti, tak proste či už sme mali sushi alebo tacos alebo burritos alebo čokoľvek sme mali, tak to sme spolu jedli.
You know, we had time together.
Mali sme spolu čas.
It was intimate and we enjoyed one another. We enjoyed Jesus together.
A bolo to také intimné a tešili sme sa aj s Pána Ježiša.
And if you think that's my idea, don't get it wrong, because it's biblical.
Ak si myslíte, že to je len moja myšlienka, tak nerozumiete tomu zle, lebo je to biblické.
Because Paul will talk about it. He'll talk about these love feasts or these agape feasts.
Pretože Pavol tiež o tomto hovorí, ako o hodoch lásky, o hodoch agape.
These times where people got together and they took the communion, but they also had a meal together and they just praised the Lord together.
Kde ľudia sa stretávali, mali spolu aj večeru Pánovu, ale takisto mali spolu aj určité jedlo.
And you have to remember, these things started with Jewish believers.
A takisto musíte mať na mysli, že všetko toto začínalo s židovskými veriacimi.
Remember when we were studying through the first five books of Moses?
Ak si spomínate, keď sme čítali prvých 5 kníh Mojžiša.
When people went to worship the Lord, what did they do?
Keď ľudia išli uctievať Boha, čo robili?
They would take some animal to be sacrificed.
Zobrali nejaké to zvieratko, aby ho išli obetovať.
You know, it was sacrificed.
To zvieratko bolo obetované.
And then there was a barbecue.
A potom tam bola opekačka.
Right, and some of it was for the Lord and some was for those worshipers.
A časť toho bola pre Pána Boha a zvyšok bol pre tých, ktorí uctievali.
And they would have a barbecue, basically.
A mali by spolu opekačku.
In honor of God.
Na Božiu slávu.
They had a feast, a meal together.
Mali feast.
Hody.
Hody, oslavu a proste jedli spolu.
You know, and I think we should do a lot more of that.
A ja si myslím, že by sme mali toto robiť viac.
You know, where we would celebrate in honor of the things that Jesus has done.
Aby sme oslavovali tie veci, ktoré Pán Ježiš pre nás vykonal, aby sme to robili na Jeho slavu.
We can do that having communion in the church.
Môžeme to robiť tým, že budeme mať večeru Pánovu v zbore.
But we can also do it in this kind of informal way.
Ale takisto to môžeme robiť takým neformálnym spôsobom.
Also we see they're devoted to prayer.
Takisto vidíme, že zotrvávali na modlitbách.
Remember Jesus said he wanted the temple to be a house of prayer.
Takisto ako Pán Ježiš hovoril, že chcel, aby jeho dom bol domom modlitby.
Just this constant communication with the Lord.
Aby tam bola neustála komunikácia s Pánom.
Pursuing the heart of God.
Aby sme stále hľadali Božie srdce.
Unfortunately, prayer is one of the forgotten practices of the church.
Na nešťastie modlitba je jedna zo zanedbávaných alebo zabudnutých praktík cirkvi.
It's one of those things that we say, yes, we gotta pray, and we never do.
A častokrát aj my hovoríme, áno, jasne, musíme sa modliť, ale nikdy sa nemodlíme.
It's not to be convicting you guys, but I know how many people show up for prayer meetings.
Nechcem teraz vás obviňovať alebo niečo, ale viem, že koľký chodia na modlitevnú skupinku.
And it's a lot smaller than Sundays.
Aj to mnoho menšie ako nedeľa.
But you know what, guys? You don't have to come to a prayer meeting to pray, of course.
A nemusíte chodiť na modlitevnú skupinku, aby ste sa modlili, samozrejme.
But be praying.
Ale modlite sa.
So many things came up this week when I was in Athens.
Tak veľa vecí sa stalo, keď som bol tento týždeň v Atenách.
Little issues or big issues even.
Či už maličké veci alebo veľké veci.
You know, and what we did always.
A čo my sme stále robili.
So we didn't freak out.
Nezačali sme panikáriť.
Oh, that was a little bit of that.
Ale nie, trošku sme panikárili.
So, you know, we just started, and I don't remember how many times I said, hey guys, let's just pray.
A neviem, koľkokrát sme si tam povedal, že dobre, tak poďme sa teraz modliť.
Let's just ask Jesus, what do we need to do here?
Poďme sa spýtať Pána Ježiša, že čo máme robiť v tejto situácii?
What's his heart on this thing? What's his view on this?
Aké je jeho srdce ohľadom tohto, alebo jeho túžba? Čo si on o tomto myslí?
And Jesus answers.
A Pán Ježiš nám odpovedal.
He will give you an answer.
A on bude odpovedať aj tebe.
He will, you know, show you the way.
A on ti ukáže tú cestu.
And we need to We need to be a church that does that.
A my takisto potrebujeme byť zbor, ktorý toto bude robiť.
Because you know what, guys, the Bible says very clearly, his ways are not our ways.
Pretože Biblia jasne hovorí, že jeho cesty nie sú našimi cestami.
You know, if Peter and Alberto and I put our heads together and try to figure out how we're going to steer the church.
Či už keď Peťo, Alberto alebo ja si proste dáme hlavy dokopy a budeme sa snažiť, že ako viesť tento zbor.
We're going to drive this thing off a cliff.
Tak to privedieme k nejakému spádu veľkému.
Because our ways unfortunately are not God's ways.
Pretože naše cesty na nešťastie nie sú Božími cestami.
So we need to, instead of come up with a strategy, come up with a prayer meeting.
Takže našim cieľom namiesto stratégie je, aby sme si dali tú modlitebnú skupinku.
Say, Jesus, what do you want?
A pýtať sa, Pane Ježišu, čo ty chceš?
What's on your heart?
Čo je na tvojom srdci?
Lead us, because we don't know where we're going.
Ty nás ved, lebo my nevieme, kam ideme.
I think if we focus ourselves on those four things.
A ja si myslím, ak sa zamerieme na tieto štyri veci.
Getting into the word.
Budeme zotrvávať v slove.
Having fellowship with one another.
Budeme mať spoločenstvo jeden s druhým.
Break the bread, prayer.
Budeme lámať spolu chlieb, budeme sa spolu modliť.
We will be a healthy church.
Budeme zdravým zborom.
We see the last few verses.
Posledných pár veršov tam vidíme.
We see what this spirit-filled church that's doing the right things, what happens.
Vidíme, že keď je tento zbor, ktorý je naplnený duchom a robí tie správne veci, tak čo sa odohráva?
And I'd like to go through them real quickly.
Chcel by som si prejsť tieto veci dosť rýchlo.
And just kind of cast a vision of, would you like our church to be this way?
A dať vám takú víziu a spýtať sa vás, či chcete, aby aj náš zbor bol takýmto.
So let's look at verse 43. It says, everyone was filled with awe and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.
I prišla bázeň na všetky duše a apoštolovia činili mnoho zázrakov a znamení.
People were amazed.
Ľudia boli v úžase.
They were excited about what they were experiencing.
Tešili sa z toho, čo zažívali.
They were excited about getting in prayer and the word and all those things.
Tešili sa z toho, že môžu byť na modlitbách, že môžu byť v slove.
You know, and out of that were coming these miraculous signs of God.
A z toho potom prichádzali tie zázračné veci od Boha.
They were validating the things that the apostles were doing.
Ktoré potvrdzovali to, čo apoštolovia robili.
They were reminding the people that hey, you know, this is really the right thing.
A pripomínalo to aj ľuďom, že áno, toto je tá správna vec, ktorú robíte.
We'll see in verse 44 it says all the believers were together and they had everything in common.
A v 44. verši vidíme, že všetci veriaci boli pospolu a všetko mali spoločné.
They were united.
Boli zjednotení.
You know, I mean, isn't it great to be in a church where people like each other?
Nie je to úžasné, keď ste niekde v zbore a ľudia sa majú aj radi?
You know, I mean, we have those, everyone's got those moments, even families, where you kind of ruffle each other's feathers, you know?
A všetci máme také chvíľky, kde proste si načuchoríme to perie a nejde nám to až tak dobre, aj rodinách sa to stáva.
I mean, that happens between Ivetka and I, surprisingly enough.
To sa stáva aj medzi Ivetkou a mnou, dosť prekvapujúce.
But you know, it's funny that even if we get on each other's nerves, we're still united.
Ale i keď si proste lezieme na nervy, tak proste stále sme zjednotení.
You know, and that can be in the church as well.
A takisto sa to môže odohrávať aj v cirkvi.
We're not always going to agree.
Nie vždy budeme so všetkým súhlasiť.
But we can be united in Jesus.
Ale v Pánovi Ježišovi môžeme byť zjednotení.
And we see that was happening to this church.
A vidíme to, že sa to odohrávalo aj v tomto zbore.
That was a result of doing the right thing and by the right spirit.
Že to bol výsledok toho, že robili správnu vec a robili to podľa ducha.
And literally they were living out the prayer that Jesus says in John chapter 17.
A doslova do písmena žili tú modlitbu, ktorú sa Pán Ježiš modlil v Jánovi v 15.
kapitole. So right after you read John 16, read John 17.
16, 17?
They were supposed to read 16 earlier, remember I said?
No, it's 15 now or 17 now?
17.
Dobre, takže potom ako si doma prečítate Jána 16, tak potom si prečítate aj 17. kapitolu.
Jesus prays a lot of things, but there's one thing he prays specifically for those who would hear the message, us.
A Pán Ježiš sa modlil veľa vecí, ale potom sa modlil aj jednu vec, ktorá bola špecifická aj pre nás.
He said he prayed that we would be united.
Modlil sa, aby my sme boli zjednotení.
And out of that unity, the world would know that we're his.
A z tej jednoty svet by poznal, že my patríme jemu.
And it would be a testimony that something is different happening. Something different is happening here.
A že to bude to svedectvo, že niečo iné sa odohráva aj tu.
I love verse 45. Selling their possessions and goods they gave to everyone as he had need.
45. verš sa mi veľmi páči. Aj statky a majetky predávali a rozdeľovali všetkým, ako kto potreboval.
Jesus is, they're not preaching communism here.
Nie, nekazali tu o komunizme.
They're not preaching living in a commune either.
Ani o tom, že aby žili v nejakej komunite.
Don't worry, the Bible is very clear that personal ownership is okay.
Áno, Biblia hovorí, že aj osobné vlastníctvo je v poriadku.
But you know what, the reality is that these guys were practical in their love.
Ale skutočnosť je, že títo ľudia boli prakticky v tom, ako milovali.
Remember, 3,000 people just got saved.
Ak si spomínate, tak 3,000 ľudí proste zrazu uverilo.
3,000 people who were just visiting Jerusalem and were not planning on living there very long.
3,000 ľudí, ktorí boli len na návšteve v Jeruzaleme a nechceli tam zostať bývať.
Ever went on a vacation and ran out of money?
A aj vy ste už boli niekedy na dovolenke a došli vám peniažky.
Or it's getting pretty low.
A už proste sa vám to málilo.
That was probably happening to quite a few people who got saved.
Takže toto sa asi odohrávalo pre týchto ľudí, ktorí boli spasení.
But they were excited about learning about Jesus.
Ale tešili sa z toho, že sa mohli naučiť viac o Pánovi Ježišovi.
And so those who had started to give.
A tak tí, čo mali, tak začali dávať.
And I think it's a great model for us.
A ja si myslím, že aj pre nás je to úžasný model.
You know, and to be honest, I just want to encourage you guys are already doing that.
A chcem vás pozbudiť, že vy toto už aj robíte.
I was blown away. I was looking at our finances as a church.
A ja som sa pozeral na naše financie ako financie zboru.
And it looks like right now that we are giving out about 50% of what comes in just to people who have needs or missions or whatever.
A vyzerá to tak, že ako keby sme dávali 50% toho, čo príde z darov a dávame to mimo nášho zboru, či už je to na misiu alebo niekam inám.
That's what you guys are doing.
Toto vy už robíte.
That's amazing.
To je úžasné.
Big churches don't do that.
Ani veľké zbory toto nerobia.
You know, you guys are, the Lord is using you guys.
A Pán Boh používa aj vás.
And it's amazing.
Je to úžasné.
Will we be, just as a side note,
ešte jedna taká poznámka na okraj.
Giving.
Na to dávanie.
There's also receiving.
Takisto je aj prijímanie.
And I don't know, maybe you are one of those people who need to receive.
A možno ty si jeden z ľudí, ktorý potrebuje prijať.
Maybe you're having some hard time financially.
Možno máš nejaké problémy finančne.
You know, I want to encourage you guys.
Chcem vás pozbudiť.
Let us know.
Daj nám to vedieť.
Share those needs.
Podiel sa o tie potreby.
Because I guarantee if you share them that someone in this room is going to want to help you with those needs.
Lebo ak sa podelíš s tými potrebami, tak niekto tu na v miestnosti vám pomôže.
And we'll try to do what we can do.
A pokúsime sa spraviť to, čo je v našich silách.
Because the church should take care of its own.
Lebo cirkev by sa mala starať o svojich.
Last week Joško shared.
Minulý týždeň prišiel Jožko a podelil sa.
I loved it. He just shared his need.
A podelil sa o tú potrebu, ktorú mal.
You know, and we can help out either financially or we can help out with maybe just financial advising.
A buď vieme pomôcť finančne alebo s poradením, ako finančne sa starať.
Let us support one another in all ways, in this way included.
A teda pomôžme si, či už akože tým, že sa podelíme, alebo že si poradíme navzájom.
Let's not be too prideful and not share our needs and our weaknesses.
A nebuďme veľmi nejaký pyšní, že by sme sa nepodelili o tie naše potreby a o to, čo máme.
Let us have opportunities to express practical love to one another.
A takisto si dovolme slúžiť navzájom praktickým spôsobom.
We see in verse 46 that every day they continue to meet in the temple courts.
46. verš, deň po deň zatrvávali jednomyselne v chráme.
So this would be like our Sunday gatherings, a big gathering.
Čiže toto je ako naše nedeľné stretnutie, veľké stretnutie.
Except they had a mega church.
Okrem toho, teda, že oni mali ten mega zbor.
So they met in a big place, a temple.
Tak sa stretávali na veľkom mieste, v chráme.
And said they also broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
A potom ďalej tam je ešte napísané, že lámali chlieb po domoch a prijímali pokrm s plesajúcim a úprimným srdcom.
That little Bible studies.
Mali malé skupinky, štúdium Biblie.
They ate together, they had fellowship together.
Jedli spolu, mali spolu spoločenstvo.
Intimacy.
Mali spolu intimný čas.
We need both.
My potrebujeme obidve.
I want to encourage you, if you only come on Sundays, find another group you can get in, plugged in with that's smaller.
A ak prichádzate len v nedeľu, tak si nájdete nejakú skupinku, kde sa môžete zapojiť.
That you can be open and really open and honest with other believers and just pray for one another and seek the Lord's counsel and his word together.
Kde môžete byť otvorení jeden pred druhým a môžete hľadať spolu radu od Pána Boha a modliť sa jeden za druhého.
We see these guys are joyful, they're glad and they have sincere hearts.
Je tam napísané, že boli plesajúci, mali úprimné srdce.
It says they're praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people.
A ďalej pokračuje a hovorí, že chválili Boha, boli obľúbení u všetkého ľudu.
They're as they're praising God, all this everyone, even the people outside of the church are noticing.
Ako oni chválili Boha, tak aj ľudia, ktorí boli mimo cirkvi, tak sa to začali všímať.
And it was attractive.
A bolo to priťahovalo to aj ich.
And it says the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
A bol to Pán, ktorý pridával na každý deň takých, ktorí boli zachránení.
Daily new people were getting saved.
Každý deň noví ľudia boli zachránení.
That's amazing.
To je úžasné.
I would like to see that happen more and more in our church.
Ja by som chcela, aby sa to viacej odohrávalo aj u nás v zbore.
And it is happening.
A aj sa to odohráva.
It's been cool to hear you guys' testimonies, just sharing how you've been able to witness and people are getting saved.
Je to úžasné, keď počúvame svedectvá, keď hovoríte, že ako ste mohli svedčiť, ako ľudia prijímajú Pána Ježiša.
But let's just pray for more of that.
Ale modlíme sa, aby sme mali viacej tohto.
You know, can God do the same thing today as he did in Jerusalem then?
Môže Pán Boh robiť také isté veci aj v dnešnej dobe, ako robil vtedy v Jeruzaleme?
For sure, right?
Jasné, samozrejme.
He's the same yesterday, today and forevermore.
Lebo on je ten istý včera, dnes a navždy.
I mean, does this sound like an attractive kind of church for you guys?
Znie to ako atraktívny zbor pre vás?
It sounds nice to me.
Pre mňa to znie celkom dobre.
I would like to be part of this church.
Ja by som chcel byť súčasťou takéhoto zboru.
I think I am a part of this church.
No, myslím si, že už som súčasťou takéhoto zboru.
I'd like to see more and more of it.
Ale chcel by som vidieť viac a viac.
So, let's pray.
Tak sa poďme modliť.
Then we're going to have one more song of worship, just respond to the Lord.
Budeme mať ešte jednu pieseň chvál a môžete potom reagovať na to, čo Pán Boh vám hovoril.
And then we'll just have a time of koinonia, time of fellowship.
A potom budeme mať čas na koinoniu, na spoločenstvo.
So let's pray.
Tak poďme sa modliť.
Lord, we do ask that you would just fill us with the power of your spirit.
Pane, tak ti ďakujeme a prosíme ťa, aby ty si nás naplnil mocou svojho ducha.
Lord, that we would not work on our flesh, but we'd work with you.
Aby sme nepracovali v našom tele, ale aby sme pracovali s tebou.
Lord, we ask that you would help us to be passionate about the things that you're passionate about.
A Pane, tak nám pomôž, aby sme boli oduševnení o tých veciach, na ktorých aj tebe záleží.
Lord, we just focus on the things that matter, Lord.
Aby sme sa zameriavali na tie veci, na ktorých skutočne záleží.
Lord, and we desire just to see our church be more and more healthy.
A Pane, túžime, aby aj naša cirkev, náš zbor boli viac a viac zdraví.
Lord, that we would leave every week just in amazement.
Aby sme každý týždeň odchádzali v úžase.
Lord, and it would be an attractive place for those who don't know of you.
Aby to bolo také atraktívne miesto pre tých, ktorí teba nepoznajú.
Lord, that you would draw many to yourself.
Aby ty si priťahoval mnohých sám k sebe.
Lord, we pray for the other churches in our city.
Pane, takisto sa modlíme aj za ostatné zbory tu na v našom meste.
And that you just continue to make them healthy.
Aby si aj ich uzdravoval.
That all of us together might be a great light for you in our city.
Aby každý jeden z nás sme mohli byť úžasným svetlom pre toto mesto.
Lord, I pray for my brothers in Athens tonight.
A takisto sa modlím aj za mojich bratov v Atenách dnešný večer.
Lord, that they would be a light there in a dark city.
Aby aj oni mohli byť svetlom tam v tom tmavom meste.
Lord, we thank you that you have invited us into your work, Lord, and into your kingdom.
A Pane, my ti ďakujeme za to, že ty nás pozývaš do svojho slova, do svojho kráľovstva.
Lord, and we are excited to see it expanding.
A tešíme sa z toho, že sa šíri tvoje kráľovstvo.
Lord, so we just give you ourselves this week.
A tak sa ti odovzdávame na tento týždeň.
In your great name.
V tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen.
Amen.